Blog Talk Radio.
Bobby D, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, man, I'll tell you. It is really exciting to be here on this brand new show that we've been thinking of for quite some time.
That's the truth.
We are coming to you from Pandemic Press Media Studios right here in the Steel City, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's the CCI Radio Show audio podcast sponsored by Vibrant Souls Health and Wellness. You can follow Vibrant Souls on Instagram, and you can email them at vibrantsouls@gmail.com. And welcome to the Clubhouse.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. And we are here today. We have a brand new show for you. We are debuting. It's called Crazy People Follow.
That's very true.
So funny, I couldn't even get the name out.
That's right.
And this episode is called Neighbors.
Yes.
And I'm sure we have a lot to talk about neighbors.
Absolutely.
All right. And this is for your Monday, April 15th, 2024. And we are proud members of the NAPA, NABJ, and Forbes BLK.
That's true. Indeed.
Right.
And make sure you check out our YouTube channel, the CCI Radio Show. We have a Cash App, Pandemic Press Media, PayPal, Pandemic Press Publishing, and Venmo, Sam Bob C.
With us on the following social medias, Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, Instagram under CCISB Global, P Press Media, and Pandemic PP. And we're also on Threads under CCISB Global, the CCI Radio Show.
That is correct. If you would like to advertise your business with Pandemic Press Media, you can contact the Pandemic Press Media team at
ppmccimanagement@gmail.com for more details.
That sounds like a plan.
And you can also contact the team for any show requests as well.
That sounds good. I'm sure they will help you out if that's something that you would like to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want you to add these books to your collection. First up is the Spring 2024 edition of PPM Magazine, available right now. It features The Incomparable. So go to lulu.com and get your copy right now.
Also, you can get your copy of my book, hashtag Mrs. Covetous Teaching Diaries, the series part one. And, of course, Sam C's book, Hey Boy, a tribute to my dad, Samuel J. Covetous Sr.
That's right. And we also would like to thank our audio contributors to our audio podcast. We have Lester Green, Summer Ray, Robert Sear, and Zelma Higgs, and they are all part of the CCI Radio Show Pandemic Press Media family. And you will be hearing their voices in rotation on Gospel Excellence, Love Notes, the Back to the 80s, and the Back to the 90s podcast.
That is correct. And we would also like to invite you to visit Donetta's Avon store. There you'll find all of the Avon items that you will need to fill your needs, actually. Where would you like?
You can go to youravon.com, hit the backslash, type in Donetta's name. It's D-A-N-E-T-T-A, last name Hardy, H-A-R-D-Y, right now, and you get to see all of those wonderful items.
That is correct. crazy people follow us. What do you say?
Yeah, I tell you, we have a lot of crazy people.
That's true.
A lot of crazy people that have been following us lately.
That's the truth, and I think someone else has just joined the party. I'm looking out the window, and I see a blue car pull up. I don't know who it is, so I wouldn't be surprised if you hear some noise in our little complex very soon. Very soon.
It always seems to happen when you least expect it.
That's right, and when you're recording something, or especially when you're on live. I don't know who this is. I don't know who this is. But it's parked in one of our volatile neighbors' spots.
Ooh, that's not good.
Yes. So if they are to arrive back home, they're going to have a fit.
Well, and this is where crazy people follow us comes into play.
That's the truth. So we live in a, what I would call a mini condo. And in this mini condo, you can, unfortunately at times, people can hear you doing things, or they could, you know, you could hear them doing things, you know, and that's okay in most cases. However, the people that live closest to us be the craziest, and I don't know why. We have a couple who likes to do the same things at the same time as us. So if we go into the kitchen, they go into the kitchen. If we're in the living room, they're in the living room. We're in the bedroom, they're in the bedroom.
Right.
We're in the bathroom, so are they.
Right.
If we take a shower, so do they. And if it's actually interesting, they these people are actually, somebody's actually sitting outside in that blue car. Anyway, we navigate our usual work day, our usual work schedule. These people follow our schedule, which is weird because neither one of these particular, this couple, neither one of them work with either one of us.
Right.
You still work from home, which is great. I, of course, no longer work from home, which, of course, is fine. But if I leave at a certain time, now so do at least one of them.
Right.
And it's not very consistent, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the consistent schedule. It might be him first on Monday, then she'll do it on Tuesday, then maybe they'll both do it on Wednesday, and then somebody will do it on Thursday. And thankfully for me, because of the businesses we have, I'm off on Friday, so I can help with our business on Friday. And with that being said, their schedule tends to be that. Though they don't know what you're doing, so, you know, we hear things clinking and clanging and all of that. I don't know, it's just crazy. So we've got crazy people right now in our lives following our work schedule. It's very bizarre. And what's also fascinating, I've found, is that you get off, you begin and you get off of work at the same time, Monday through Friday. And somehow, whoever it is out of that couple that's out for the quote-unquote day, air quotes, since you can't see us right now, they always tend to get back just in time for you to get off of work. Don't you find that fascinating?
I do. You know, just listening to everything that you said, what's really funny is that, just to kind of bank off of what you said, no matter what time in the morning I used to get up.
Mm-hmm. The guy.
Yeah, the guy. I mean,
follow.
I could get up at 5:30, they get up at 5:40. I leave out at 6:30. Sometimes they would try to beat me. Sometimes they would actually, I could be out the door, and they could be literally, like, running right behind me, literally.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes they may, I could open the door, and they could be already out the door in their vehicle and gone, like, to try to beat me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I used to come home for the evening, same thing. They would literally come back the same time I would show up at night. And then during the course of the day, like, you know, you hear, like you said, a lot of clinking and clanking and stuff like that. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's being dragged around and dragged around.
It seems a little shady.
It does. Yeah, it definitely does. A lot of tapping. Just the things just out of, just drop sporadically. Mm-hmm. I mean, now you can't be like the clumsy. I mean, there are people that like
are clumsy. Yes.
But not, you can't be the clumsiest person in the world.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Okay.
And I would like to bank off of what you said about when you used to get up and leave around 6:30, you would think that if that's what that person's schedule is, shouldn't they still be doing that schedule?
They should be.
When the pandemic hit and your schedule changed, so did theirs. But they don't work with you, do they?
No, they don't.
I don't recall hearing that they have a job at your office or anything like that, or your building. If that's the case, why didn't you both leave together in someone's vehicle?
Yeah, but somehow they seem to end up the same shift, sort of, as me. But they tend to tweak their schedule a little bit.
Right.
You know, so now it's like, oh, I leave out at 8:30 one day, and then other days I might leave out at 8:15 or a random time, like 8:21 or whatever. So they're never consistent.
That's exactly right. And actually, it's funny. Speaking of consistency, I have noticed that, as you said, that particular young man, I'll say, he has been consistently since the pandemic, which is funny. We usually see him dragging things out that would suggest that his job is something outdoors, you know, some type of, yeah, like he'll have weed whackers and things like that. You know, we usually see him whacking weeds around here or shoveling snow or something like that. And for some reason,
even though there's landscapers to do that.
Absolutely. Agreed. That's what we pay for. They're weed whacking and carrying on. And he's got all of these things that would suggest that he works outdoors. Now, he tends to work outdoors, and actually, which is actually kind of funny, is as we speak, a different neighbor is outside making noise, and we will get into that momentarily. But
this is just the day for noise, I tell you.
This is definitely the day for noise, and it's perfect since this is our debut. And speaking of the crazy stuff that we go through, well, actually, it's funny. I just thought that was the volatile neighbor. That, anyway, as we said, that particular neighbor, he will weed whack and do things of that nature. But we will normally, so usually people who work outside, now, you know, as we spoke about the book you wrote about your dad did outdoor work. He did landscaping and heavy digging and stuff like that. And I'm just guessing, because you tell me if I'm wrong, where things are like how the other day was when it was flooding outside. People who work outdoors really can't work outdoors because there's an issue. The floods. Water's running all over the place. Am
right.
I right?
Right.
Just guessing, right? So it's probably not a wise idea to plug in or work with some electrical apparatus outside
right.
in the rain, right? I'm just guessing. I don't know. I work with children. Maybe I don't know. I'm just guessing. I would imagine that someone like your dad who did that for many years also didn't work outside when it was storming and raining and flooding and, I don't know, a blizzard outside. You never know what happens in Pittsburgh because we have all four seasons of weather in a day most times. So
right.
it's I'm just guessing. I could be wrong. You could tell me if I'm wrong, and I will be okay with that.
No, you're not wrong at all, because whenever...
I would imagine you have some, even though you...
knowledge.
Yes, I would imagine you have some knowledge. I'm just guessing.
Well, you're right. Whenever it was raining outside,
right.
now, depending on the circumstance, sometimes my dad would still work.
Right.
But if it's like pouring down rain and things like that, I mean,
how
they would basically floods, they would actually call off.
Right. Or postpone.
Or postpone it for like whatever the amount of hours are. But
this person, he I guess believes that people think that he is doing something. I don't know. For me personally, we're just gonna speak. Oh, there goes that car leaving again. Okay,
oh, okay.
So car's leaving. But we're just going to speak frankly. I think there's something shady going on with
I
that particular
with that.
Couple.
I agree with that.
That's just me. Also, I will say this. We found out that the female has been running her own company.
Mm-hmm.
Out of their unit, which is fine because we run several out of ours. That's fine. No problem.
Right.
But when, I'll say this. When you're running a small business, you still need a consistent
job.
Thank you. I was going to say
job. I think
stream
that's
of money.
Yeah.
But
job.
Job. That is
yeah,
correct.
Well, that's a stream of money.
Right. A job is definitely a stream of money. And unfortunately, I don't see it with either one of them.
Not at all. And you know what's really suspicious are the things that come in the mail. Because
that is
a lot
correct.
Of times there will be packages that are delivered, and you're just like...
You haven't been to work, so how are you getting money to
That's
order
just it.
Stuff?
And some of the things that come in... I mean, you know, now I'm not one to be snooping in people's mail or
course
anything
not.
Like that, but if you got stuff sitting, like, right next to our door.
Yes.
Because you can't deliver it to the right spot.
Right.
And you're like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at it, and you're like, what company? You know, then you're, like, trying to figure out, what company is this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just looks really suspicious.
Well, I am the type to snoop.
investigative reporter.
I'm an investigative reporter. That was my... part of my major,
mm-hmm.
and yes, I'm okay with snooping. They're very suspicious, and when you make suspicious moves around me, you know, if you just move normally, just move normally around me, I won't think you're doing something shady.
Right.
But when you are following our schedules so closely. And here's another thing. I've noticed that when we go shopping or something like that, and we come home and we're, you know, unloading things and whatnot, they tend to stay away, which is good,
mm-hmm.
or not be at home.
Well, that's the best thing to do.
That is the best thing to do.
It definitely is.
But I've noticed that once we get everything inside and, you know, we're putting things away, maybe about 10 minutes, after we're inside, then they show up.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't happen once in a while, occasionally. Every time we come home, we have about 10 minutes, and then they show up. I find that very suspicious.
Very.
That's kind of telling me that maybe you have a camera or something. I don't know. What do you think?
I agree with that because, well, you know, most people nowadays do have a camera on their, like one of those, Ring?
Ring. Mm-hmm.
Or something similar to that that's on your phone so you could take a look and see who, you know, who's in your neighborhood, like when the mailman shows up. When,
sure.
You know, when dog walker's approaching or
sure,
something like that.
Absolutely.
You know, things like that. But,
of course.
Yeah, I'm
oh, now look at that.
Yeah.
Speaking of that volatile neighbor, the female, I believe is this her? It sure looked like her car. Like she snuck by and zoomed down the street. So it's all very shaky. You see, I have to say, I just don't trust those folks.
Mm-mm. Well, and that's why we have this show, Crazy People Follow Us, because on this show, you know, today we're talking, you know, on this episode we're talking about neighbors.
Yes.
Now, next time, you don't know what we're going to talk about.
That's true.
You know, because it's still going to be crazy people.
Yes.
That follow us. And, you know, we want to thank you guys so far for listening to Crazy People Follow Us, part of the CCI Radio Show audio podcast. And we hope you guys are enjoying this so far because on this show, you're going to hear some of the craziest stories and some of the craziest people that follow us. I mean, and we have stories to tell.
Yes, we do.
You know, so like this one, these different scenarios that we're talking about on this show.
That's very true. So with that being said, I just find it, well, I will say this. So being a investigative reporter, I also found, well, this was right before the pandemic, and this was very upsetting. I went to get the mail, and there was some very disturbing mail that was put in with ours, that I believe that it was meant for those particular neighbors.
Not particularly. Well, it definitely wasn't for us.
It was certainly not for us.
No.
And this particular information were pamphlets from the KKK.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And it was very, very upsetting. So we know, I don't want to necessarily blame this couple for that, but I found it interesting that it was dropped here.
Right outside of our door.
And we have been in this neighborhood for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And have never had anything like that, you know, around in the neighborhood. Nothing like that. But there it was. In black and white.
Literally.
Black and white information.
Literally in black and white.
Yes.
Yes.
So with that being said, that sort of got us curious about who this young man was. Then the pandemic hit, and then his girlfriend moved in. And things just got even more and more crazy.
It did.
Crazier and crazier and crazier.
You know, he was already crazy to begin with.
But
he was. You know, here's the thing. He was crazy even the first night when he came into the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It wasn't
a little crazy, but.
Well, yeah, he was a little crazy. We met his friend. One of his friends.
Oh, that's right.
And,
and
she was real nice.
Yeah.
We thought she was moving in.
We wish she moved in.
But she wasn't moving in. She was helping him move in.
Yeah.
And, you know, we really didn't talk to him. Actually, we really don't talk to him anyway.
No.
But, and sometimes it's actually good that we don't, honestly.
No, you don't want anybody like that in your life.
Mm-mm. And when his current girlfriend moved in, this is when he became really crazy, really an idiot.
Extra crazy.
You know, he thinks he's God's gift to women. I mean, you know, yeah, God's gift to women. He thinks he's the...
And he's not.
You know, he thinks he's the...
cat's meow.
The cat's meow. He thinks he's like a real man, a man's man, you know, whatever you want to put.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't stand people like that.
No,
you
me
know,
either.
I can't, you know, and he walks around like my dad, sort of, like he tries to be or imitate how my dad was. It's like, this is somebody who, like,
but your dad was cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Your dad was cool.
Yeah, everybody knew my dad was cool, but this person here, he is a cheap imitation because he tries to...
He wishes he was a cheap imitation.
Well...
He wishes.
Well, he's cheap. And, you know, the things that I see get delivered, and again... People get their stuff delivered to the wrong places.
Sure, absolutely.
And you can see what gets delivered. Like, he has these boots that are delivered, and now he's wearing these cowboy boots.
He's probably doing it because he likes Cowboy Carter.
Yeah.
Probably not.
No, I don't think so. Definitely doesn't like that.
No, I'm sure he doesn't.
We know what type of stuff he likes. You know, mm-hmm. He likes that. You know, then again, I don't even know exactly what it is. It's because it's like rock,
he doesn't play it for
rock.
Very long.
Right.
He'll play it loud for about a minute.
Right.
And then he's done. It's weird.
What do you consider that? It's not heavy metal.
No,
it's not rock.
No.
It's not even. Is it like alternative or progressive? Maybe.
I don't know
what it is.
Either it could be industrial rock. Maybe I don't.
It's not even.
But it. No, I wouldn't say.
It's not even music. It's not even music. It's noise.
Yeah, and I don't want people to think we're like this little old couple that are sitting here saying, we don't want to listen to that noise.
No,
whippersnappers.
No, but
make it noise.
But there's a difference between music and noise.
Sure.
Even heavy metal. You know, at least you know when you, with heavy metal, you know what you're getting into. That's not even heavy metal.
But
I don't even know what it is.
Even heavy metal, we talked about this.
It has a story.
It has a story and a melody.
Yeah, it does.
You know, we talked about, you know, which is actually funny, and I wish if anybody could contact us and let us know who it was that said this, because I can't remember who it was. But it was a rock star,
mm-hmm.
And they, you know, were probably out in the 70s, 80s, and they said that they didn't like today's rock because today's rock, why is the mailman coming? I'm sorry. See, I shouldn't be looking out the window
while
I'm doing stuff.
Crazy people follow
crazy
us.
Crazy people. The mail is being delivered today.
On a Sunday.
But probably because they usually don't deliver it during the week, but we could even discuss that at a later date, too.
Exactly.
But even the rockers, the people who I would say, like, the architects of rock, say that today's rock is no good, and it's just noise, and it doesn't have any beats or melodies or anything like that.
Right.
And what's actually fascinating about that is that, yes, they're absolutely right. And I thought about it because there are some rock songs that we do like, of
mm-hmm.
course.
We do.
And like, you know, Cult of Personality, you know I like that. And
oh, we know you do.
You know we like that.
Yeah, we like that.
And you listen to it and it's like, wow, it really, if you take the aggressiveness off of it, then you're like, wait, it does have a melody to it.
It does. And
you know,
it has a story behind it, too.
Has a story, a melody, tempo, a good beat, you know, and we even sang it, like, nice, instead of, like, we didn't sing it like that.
Right.
Just sang it in the melody that it was in. And it's true. So if anybody can remember who the rocker, that was probably about five to ten years ago even, that said that the rock music of today is garbage.
Right.
And that's coming from somebody who's been in rock music for probably 30 years at that
30
point.
30 years, yeah.
I can't remember who it was, but yeah, so that's the music that this fool listens to. It doesn't have a beat. It doesn't have a melody. It's just, I don't know. I don't even know what to call it. It's not industrial even, because industrial has a beat and a melody to it. So I don't even know what, I think it's something that he created, maybe.
On his own?
On his own, probably.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he does have an instrument.
That's it, but he'll put it away. Oh, and another neighbor is leaving. There's so much going on by this window, I need to not look out. So I see we're getting close to the end. Would you like to speak on any other neighbors before we go?
You mean the one I just saw come out of their building?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Or you want to talk about the other one who was having a loud discussion?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, the one that was having a loud discussion, every so often you would hear like this thumping or tapping, and I have no idea what that is.
That's true. That's
you know,
true.
Is it like, I mean, do you have an animal down there?
I don't know.
I mean, you have a mongoose? Or
I have a mongoose down there.
I mean, or are you, I don't know, like, are you like hitting the wall, or are you...
Are you running into the wall?
I have no idea what that thumping, tapping noise is, but that sometimes that gets very annoying.
I agree.
But you know, like I said, those are in, you know, like I said, the person that just keeps coming in and out their building, you know, just.
Well, you know, if you would like, the next time we do Crazy People Follow Us, we can expand on. We could spend
Neighbors
a lot
part
of
two.
Time. Yes. Neighbors Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
Neighbors Part 3. Yeah.
And then
could.
Whatever else we come up with. Whatever else, whatever story.
4.
Yeah.
Part 5.
Yeah, this might be good.
So we could do a whole series just
on neighbors.
Just on.
And the crazy people we meet out in the street.
Well, that's also.
That's
also the
part
reason.
Of this.
That's the reason why we created Crazy People Follow Us.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what, I think this was a lot of fun.
Good.
You know, it was a lot of fun getting a lot of stuff off your chest.
This is a good
way
to do it. This is a great way to do it.
And we hope you guys enjoyed it, too, because...
I'm sure people do enjoy stories about crazy
bickering.
Things. Right, crazy
bickering
things
and crazy things.
Well, crazy things that happen to other people, because somehow, in a strange way, you feel, not vindicated, but you feel kind of like if somebody's listening to this right now and they're thinking, boy, I felt bad about thinking that somebody was following me or somebody was being crazy or whatever, and they listen to this story in particular, since this is our first story we've told, then maybe that'll make them feel a little bit better, like, maybe it is a vindication. Like, okay, I'm not the only one going through this. I'm not thinking I'm crazy because somebody else is following me, so they must be crazy.
Right.
Right? So hopefully if you, too, are going through something like this, I hope what we said will make you feel better. It's making you feel better.
Hope it makes you laugh.
Even if you got a chuckle or two. So, yeah, there it is. Right down front.
Right down Front Street, right?
That's it. So, Sam C., do you have anything else to say about what we call them Oak and Poke, and sometimes the dynamic duo. So if you know Sam and I personally, we can tell you exactly who they are. You know, that's one thing we will not do. We will not put, you know, the people's names.
We won't call you out.
Out there. Yeah, we won't put their names out there, but we will, if you do know us personally, we will tell you. Because you've probably seen them, especially if you live in our area. That's where it is. That's where it goes.
Well, I'll tell you what, this wonderful podcast here, Crazy People Follow Us, Make sure to bookmark this. Make yourself a note, set a reminder on your phones and your watches or whatever, because this is going to be your Monday night listening pleasure.
Yes.
So whether it's whether we do it one Monday a month or two Mondays a month, just make sure that you connect with the CCI radio show, all of our audio podcasts as well, and make sure you hop on over to our YouTube channel and hit that subscribe button and click like, share, and subscribe and hit the bell for notifications so you don't miss a thing. But we want to thank you for coming aboard our very first episode of Crazy People Follow Us, which actually, it being the CCI radio show audio podcast, is audio podcast number 703.
That sounds good.
Even though this is our debut show for this one.
Sounds good.
So thank you so much for that. Thank you so much, Bobby D,
you.
For putting this in my head as well, as far as Crazy People Follow Us, because I think this is a great way to add to our collection, and it's going to be another great show that we can add to our arsenal.
You got it. Happy that we are doing it.
Absolutely. And anything else you want to say before we close this out?
That's about it. Thank you so much for joining us for Crazy People Follow Us, our debut. And we just thank you so very, very much. So make sure you come back and check out all the things that Sam C. told you about. And, make it happen. Tell your friends and family about us, too. Remember that crazy people follow us. And I'm sure they probably follow you, too. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you again soon.
Huddle up.
Coach, what are my mortgage options?
Excuse me?
It's me, Debbie Diaz, class of 03.
Diaz, get out of my huddle.
No problem.
You have mortgage questions? We have the answers at clearviewfcu.org. Clearview, clearly different. Equal housing lender.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself. So, do things the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.